We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Delicious, Randy. Guess what today's flavor is?
Hold on 1 second. Let me get my... Okay, go ahead. What you got?
I thought you were going to guess. You did a great job guessing last week.
Cantaloupe raspberry?
Not bad. That's actually pretty close. Strawberry cucumber. Strawberry cucumber is today's...
Get the hell out of here. Are you serious?
Flavor. Dead serious. It's delightful. It's refreshing. It's ice cold.
What is that thing? Hold on. What's it called again?
It's a seltzer, sparkling water. The brand that I'm drinking today is AHA, A-H-A, AHA, yeah. And by the end of this thing, a couple months from now, by the end of this thing, I don't think there's going to be any non-alcoholic beverage that I haven't attempted. I had a Topo Chico yesterday, which is a Mexican sparkling water. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Never had one of those before. It comes in a glass bottle. I don't know what I've been missing. Very, very good. Crisp. Went great with the wings that I had last night. It was fantastic. So... if people are looking for any non-alcoholic beverage recommendations, I'm your guy.
What flavor? Cantaloupe. What?
No, cucumber? You said cantaloupe. It's a strawberry cucumber. Yeah.
Ain't never in the life have I ever heard somebody drinking strawberry mixed with some cucumbers, Andy.
Well, I mean,
really?
Every day is a new opportunity, Randy. No way. Oh, my God. This nothing matters what we just talked about. What matters is what I have to tell you right now. So they're doing road construction. In front of my house right now. Apparently they're repaving the road or something like that.
Uh-huh.
The name of the concrete company, and it's written on the side of their truck, and I hope they have t-shirts.
Okay.
The name of their concrete company is Yams Concrete.
Hell yeah.
Yams
Hell
Concrete?
Yeah.
Of course they're working on my road. How
Hell
could they not
yeah.
be? I'm sending them over to your neighborhood after this.
I'll get a picture.
I'll get a picture during the break. It's Yam Concrete. And I don't know if it's somebody's last name is Yam, or maybe, Randy, they're just fond of the Yams like we are here on this show. Maybe they're members of the Yam Committee and we didn't know.
Everybody got to be in love with those things, man. They're just fun, you know.
Yeah,
The cucumber thing. But let's go back to something real quick.
Okay.
Because I got a lot of people holding my feet to the fire about this golf thing. And it's 8 o'clock tea time. I ain't going to make it. So I'll tell you what. I'll
wait,
meet y'all at home.
Hold on.
I'll meet y'all at hole 7 around 10:30.
10:30 will be on the back nine. 10:30 will be like hole 11 probably. Meet us at the turn. Play the back nine with us.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so I should be at the golf course probably about 10:30.
All right. Can you be there by 10?
Hold on. You said you're playing with Brian. You're playing with Jarvis. So one thing, Jarvis is going to be looking for his ball the whole time, and Brian going to be taking all damn day to shoot. So
you know what? We know what. I played with Brian last Tuesday. Brian's he's gotten faster. I'm not going to say he's fast over the ball, but he's gotten faster. He's not quite as slow when he stands over it as he once was.
All right. I'll meet y'all at 10. Okay. So I'm going to leave. Okay. Cool.
We also have a request from one of the listeners because we're not going to be on the air that day. Obviously, holidays, so we got the day off. He said, "What if we did like a live stream of some of the holes?" And it works perfectly because you won't be there till the back nine. So maybe we live stream 10, 11, 12 or something like that. Our own little version of the Amen Corner when Randy McMichael shows up and have some fun that way.
Okay, and you see, Brian says, I'm going to need you to bring breakfast and hot liquor. Well, I'm going to have a hot liquor. You get your own damn breakfast. better eat for you. You better eat before you get there.
Yeah, I didn't think y'all
want me to come to the golf course with a handle and some damn egg McMuffins or something?
Actually, if you could stop at Bojangles, I prefer Bojangles breakfast personally.
Are you serious?
That would be fantastic. Like,
I'm taking requests.
You don't like a Bojangles breakfast? You crazy?
I never said I didn't like Bojangles breakfast. I said that I'd rather go. I'm gonna have bricks while I leave, anyways. But yeah, don't worry about it. I'm gonna have all. So I need y'all to go ahead and let them know that I'm coming. I need to reserve me a golf cart, and I'll be ready to roll, man.
Okay,
I don't need no practice swings or nothing. I'm an athlete, Amy. I'll show up ready.
Good. Damn, I can't wait.
Practice swing. What do I need to go to the driving range or go to the putting fields for?
Nothing. You don't need the putting fields. You're gonna be just fine. You get up on the green, you'll drain your first putt. I already know it. All right.
Do it.
That's great. I can't wait for that next Friday. Jason Longshore going to join us in about 20 minutes. We need your AMA questions. We just got a really good golf-related AMA question from our friend Brenda. We will get to that at 1:40. It's a very good question from someone who has not been on a golf course or been around golfers, especially when you're talking about drinking a beer a hole. There's an obvious side effect of drinking that
many
beers.
You got to pee a lot.
Yeah. And we'll get to how that's handled, because I it's a very reasonable question from somebody who's never played a lot of golf before at 1:40, and all the other AMA questions as well. Before we do that, though, let's get to what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
The owners have implemented the 60 games. I'm being told the union is going to agree with that. They have to go through the formality of talking to all the player reps. But my understanding is by 5 o'clock today, Eastern time, the clubs will be told that the union is a go for reporting to spring training on July 1st. That will allow Major League Baseball to have opening day on July 24, which is what their goal is. That allows them to play 60 games in 66 days.
That's Jim Bowden from yesterday, Randy, with what is now official. And I think the biggest news of the day and some of the best news we've had in weeks as it relates to sports, if you believe it, which I know you and Brian are still believe it when you see it actually on July 24th when they show up for opening day. But if everything goes according to plan, a week from today, Atlanta Braves baseball players will be at Truist Park where they're going to have late spring training. And they'll be getting ready for a baseball season, which is... It took longer than it needed to. It was incredibly frustrating. It really, really sucked. And we'll get back to how bad it sucked and why it sucked later. But can we just be happy that baseball's coming back today? Can we be happy about that?
Okay. I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm optimistically happy. I still ain't going to go all the way with baseball. But I'm going to, you know, allow it to play itself out and everything. And they just announced one of the Charlie Blackman. I guess he's one of the Rocky players that got it. It's come out public and he said that he got it. And you're going to have more players that are going to get it.
I think Charlie Blackman played at Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, baseball got out of its way, I guess. But this seems to me like it could have been something that could have been done, and we could have actual baseball next week. But you know. As the greed goes around, they got it done. Hopefully, you know, with them playing, because I think everybody thought, remember at the beginning, we thought it was going to be in Florida and it was going to be in Arizona. Mm-hmm. But now the team's like, bump that. So now everybody's at the home cities. So that's enough. I mean, this is where we go back to the safety of the players, because they're going to be around people that are not going to be tested as frequently as they are. So when you got these, I mean, when these baseball players are leaving the ballparks, they're going home. They're encouraging them to take shower pills and all kind of stuff. It's like, can't spit, can't do none of that stuff. And so I was just going to be interesting.
Did
because
you say shower pills?
Yeah, you know what a shower pill is?
No, what's that?
Oh, when you practice. And it usually, shower pills are usually for when you get to college and you get to the NFL and all those things. When you work out or when you play a game or when you practice, and then you just put your clothes on and leave and don't shower. Take a shower pill.
Oh, you're just pretending to take a shower?
No, you don't even pretend, dude. You take out your football uniform and you put your drawers and your clothes back on and you leave. Smell it like football field.
Why do they call it shower pills?
I don't know, Andy. They've been calling it like that since I've been playing football.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you never heard it before?
No, I never heard that before.
Oh yeah, we had some cats to take the shower pill, man.
I know you find it hard to believe, and you forget it sometimes. But I didn't play college football or in the NFL, which I find surprising as well, as athletic and large as I am.
Yeah, I don't even know how athletically large you are, Andy. But you know, with that said, yeah, dude, they encourage you to take your shower pill and all that stuff, which is fine. There's no spit and no sunflower seeds and no high fiving and all that stuff. I just don't know how long that's going to work, because are they going to like have a camera on the players? Oh look. He spit, you know.
Right.
Is he fine?
Is that going to be?
Who's the spit guy?
Because, like in Orlando, they're going to have the NBA snitch hotline. Like you dial 1-800-SNITCH and tell on somebody if they do something they're not supposed to do. Are they going to have the baseball snitch? Just sits there on the sideline, and if somebody spits, they yell at them.
That's a great point, Bunk. Because here we do know this. We know we're not 100% sure, but we think that J.R. Smith is going to be down there in the Orlando bubble with the player. You snitch on JR. You saw what he did to that man up against that truck. JR is a cat. Well, it's supposed to be anonymous, I guess. But JR, because I think the first thing JR going to do is he's going to go fight Kyle Kuzma, because he's going to think that Kyle – because Kyle Kuzma looked like a damn snitch. He do. He looked like he a snitch. He looked like he slide letters, notes up under the dough. Like, hey, go check Stairwell 6. He just seemed like he that type of cat. My bad. I don't even know the young man. But he just seemed like he that type of cat. The slide notes up under the dough. Hey, man, go check Stairwell 6.
J.R. Smith does immediately become the favorite to mess things up with an Instagram handle, though, right? Like, that's the he's the one to pop the bubble. And I know J.R.'s married. I know that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to his wife, but she was on social media like 2 months ago, like having a prayer session about him not cheating on her anymore, if I remember correctly. So the infidelity has been there. I mean, JR just feels to me like the guy who's gonna mess the whole bubble up for everybody. But you know what's weird about it? I'm not as mad at him about it already as I am about Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma messing it up for everybody makes me a lot more mad than JR Smith. Why is it? Is it because JR has set the bar so low for himself in terms of what we expect from him? Like, he forgot what was happening in an NBA Finals game in the final seconds of the fourth quarter. Like, just doesn't get any worse than that.
It's like, dang. I mean, JR, for real. Oh, we got, I guess something just came down. Malcolm Brogdon just tested positive. So,
okay.
I mean, as these players get tested, you're going to have more and more. I saw Woj tweeted out yesterday that teams are bracing for it. They're bracing for the fact that they're going to have a large number of their players who will test positive for corona. But, I mean, this is where we are. I mean, if you look at the NBA, and they still have time, and we're about to have Jason Longshore on. If you heard Mike Conte in his updates, some MLS teams are already down there because some places won't let them practice in full squad. So, I mean, they're going to be there, Andy. I mean, and the thing is, we can't overreact every time we hear somebody's been tested. I mean, or been positive, because it's like, oh my God, it's been four folks. Are they going to shut down the whole damn sport? No, they're not shutting it down.
I don't think they
are. What is the number?
I don't know. I'm not sure if there is. Maybe if a team has so many positives, they can't play a game when the season starts. I don't know if they have a protocol for that, because quarantine is 2 weeks. You got enough people to test positive. That's in this baseball season. That's like 1/5 of the games they're going to be playing. Like that's a big deal. And I have to imagine they're thinking about that and talking about that. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is for that. But right now, if Malcolm Brogdon or whoever tests positive for it, you quarantine them, and hopefully everything's okay when they get down there. The PGA Tour has had players pull out of this weekend's event as well because of coronavirus. The most recent is Brooks Koepka, who's one of the biggest names in the game. His caddy has COVID-19, and so he's not playing this weekend. One of the other big stories from the last 24 hours is that the FBI concluded their investigation into NASCAR at Talladega and said that there was no hate crime committed against Bubba Wallace. Here's Bubba Wallace last night on CNN talking about that.
Just like Steve Phelps said, it offends me that people would go to those measures. But again, I'm not shocked. People are entitled to their own opinion to make them feel good, whatever, help them sleep at night. But it is still an ongoing investigation with the FBI. I can now say I've talked to the FBI. Never thought that would happen. But it's just unfortunate circumstances and in a terrible time that we're in right now. Year 2020 will be one year to for sure forget moving forward. But, you know, it's simple-minded people like that, the ones that are afraid of change. They use everything in their power to defend what they stand up for.
And the president of NASCAR, Steve Phelps, when he spoke yesterday, said the outcome was the best possible outcome, which I agree
right.
with.
It
means that someone didn't do that, which is good. The thing that had people upset was we thought someone did a horrible racist act. It turns out that wasn't what happened. But the reaction
people acting like
to
this
it,
never happened before. People are acting like this never happened before. Like people ain't put nooses on places like that. I mean, miss me with that. All right, we're glad we was wrong. I'm not even saying I was wrong. I'm just glad that didn't happen. All right? And then for the people that sit up there and try and blame Bubba, go like I said before, go kick rocks, man.
Well,
all right?
And that's the thing that really sucks about it now is because of that, there are people that believe, like I guess they think it was a hoax, even though, I mean. Look
How
up the definition
hoax?
Of hoax. Hoax would mean that someone intentionally perpetrated the act. Bubba Wallace didn't have anything to do with it. His team found it, and they reported NASCAR, and NASCAR made it public. But now, because of this, because something bad didn't happen, now there's going to be all this backlash on Bubba Wallace that he didn't sign up for, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what the hell did Bubba do? Bubba, I don't know. Somebody said, Bubba, he's ruining NASCAR. Why? Because he's holding the races accountable? Yeah, he's ruining NASCAR because you know what NASCAR's still doing? They still racing, Andy, but he's ruining NASCAR for us. Yeah, hey, Dave, hand me another deal.
I don't know what to tell. I don't know what to say to the folks that feel that way. I really don't. It's such a confusing reaction to that story. I don't know what to say. Jason Longshore joins us next to talk some Atlanta United. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a hump day Wednesday. A couple segments left for us, meaning the AMA is 20 minutes away. Brian Gebhardt texts that we need a heavy AMA push. We need your questions, either on Twitter, at TBM929, at RandyMack81, or at Brian_Gebhardt, or on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929. Anything you got, we'll answer it coming up in 20 minutes. It is Wednesday at 1:20, though, which means Jason Longshore joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Jason, how are you?
What up, Jay?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing good, and, I mean, it feels like we're continuing to head in the right direction. Of baseball with some good news yesterday, and basketball players reporting and declaring their intention to play in Orlando as well. And we know that Atlanta United has been training. We're also seeing positive tests rise. I think that's a part of it because there's more testing. That's kind of what Darren Eales said when we heard him speak earlier in the week, that positive tests mean the protocols are working. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's what we've seen in all of the leagues that have come back and been able to have a league played behind closed doors. You saw testing that returned positive tests early on. What you're looking for is what we're seeing in Germany and England and Spain and Italy, the four major leagues in Europe that are back and have been back for multiple weeks now. You're looking to see if there is a positive test and then it spreads through a team. And that has not happened. And Germany's been back for a while. The others are getting back up to week after week of games, and you're not seeing that spread. I mean, for me, when you hear about a positive test, and there were two with Atlanta United, they were confirmed via follow-up tests, you have to understand that, look, the virus is out there. It's not going away anytime soon. It's out there. You have to be careful. For all of us, we have to be careful. That's what it reiterates to me. It doesn't mean that you can't have a league behind closed doors with all of the protocols that are in place, but, yeah, you got to be careful, and you got to be responsible, and you've got, you know, a lot of things that we're not used to that we have to think about now as we live our daily lives, and athletes are included in that.
Hey, Jay, what are going to be some of the protocols when they get down there? Because we know that I think Mike said that they're leaving next week or the week after next in 10 days or whatever he said they're leaving. What are going to be some of the protocols when they actually get down there? Because I know they're not just using what they're doing here as far as the quarantine. They got to do something else when they're down there, right?
Yeah, no, it's the same. It's really okay. More of a quarantine situation down there. Oh, okay. As it is here, because, you know, here people go home, they have to put gas in the car, they go, you know, grab takeout food or go to the grocery store or whatever. And I think in Germany, one thing that's worked really well is, you know, there's been a lot of education from the clubs, from the league to the players about, you know, hey, we have a big responsibility here. You know, we've got to do, you know, more than, you know, just have the testing and follow the protocols and training. we've got to be responsible in our personal lives too. And even when you do that, you can still have a positive test because it's out there. But once you get down to Orlando, it's the same level of testing. It's every other day of testing. And when you arrive, you're not even allowed to start training as a team until your whole group has passed two tests, negative tests for coronavirus when you arrive in a 72-hour period. The tests have to be 24 hours apart. It was the same procedure when they started contact training. So even if something, can happen in the midst of the travel, which is a charter flight, which you're not walking through a normal airport, like every precaution is being taken here to make sure it's a safe environment, but they're still going to have a ton of testing when they get to Orlando, even in a closed environment.
I know with the NWSL, they're facing some issues as well with the Women's League trying to come back in their tournament. A lot of big names saying that they're going to skip it and not participate in it. Is there any worry that tournament is not going to happen?
No, it's going to happen. They've announced the changes to the schedule. To recap the NWSL side, you've had three national team players opt out. And the NWSL, the NWSLPA, negotiated the ability for players to opt out. No questions asked. Nothing had to be proven to opt out. And they will not have any salary deductions for opting out. Megan Rapinoe, Tobin Heath, Kristen Press have all opted out of the NWSL tournament. We also know about the Orlando Pride, which had six positive tests among players, four among staff. And they have pulled out of the tournament as a whole, and that seems to be tracing it backwards to a group of players who went out to a local bar or nightclub. It can happen that fast, and that's something the NWSL is going to have to overcome. It's a huge opportunity right now because they're going to be the first team sport back, and they're going to be on national TV on CBS on Saturday for the first time, and that's big for them. But they are going to be missing some people during this, and you start to look at protocols and the way everything's been done. When we've talked about this, whether it's MLS, whether it's Bundesliga, whether it's a college program, NWSL, the amount of work that has to be done, the amount of testing that has to be done, it's the same. It doesn't change level to level or game to game. The cost is still there. And the cost is going to be a huge issue for some smaller leagues about doing the appropriate level of testing and all the protocols that are in place. And it's something that's come up at the college level, and the NWSL, they're not testing at the same levels before the tournament as MLS is. And that's why you get a situation like Orlando Pride.
Jay, what will be the financial ramifications for this league going forward after such a tumultuous time as far as the money that they're losing this year in the MLS?
Well, that's the thing that's so hard about it, is everybody's going to lose money this year. Every league, baseball, you're playing 60 games, you're not playing 162. Like, TV networks are going to demand a rebate. That's just how it works. For MLS, the game day revenue is huge, and you're not going to have that, and that's going to hurt them. It's the groups that are stronger, the leagues that are stronger, and MLS's structure being a single entity helps them because they have some very strong owners, especially some of the more recent ones that had a higher bar to hit to come into the league. They're going to be able to weather that. And then you get to the conversation that I think MLS will be in once we see the other side of some of this, is this an investment in the future? Because MLS, if they bounce back quickly, could really jump up a few levels in terms of where they stand in the world. They have that possibility ahead of them. I don't know if you have that same possibility ahead of you if you don't play this year. And that's the challenge for an MLS, where game day revenue is so big, you're not going to have the same level of game day revenue if you have any, and you need to have a season even with that in mind. It's tough.
Jason Longshore joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some MLS and what exactly it's going to take to get everyone safely back, or as safely as possible, back on the field for the tournament in Orlando, which is just a couple weeks away, just about 2 weeks away from right now that tournament will begin. This also was out there earlier this week, Jason, and it feels like the rumors of Barco to Fiorentina or the Fiorentina interest have been debunked pretty well, but I don't think it's the last time we're going to hear international rumors about Barco. What did you make of this story?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say it's debunked. Barco spoke to Argentine media and said that his agent had been contacted by Fiorentina, which is still happens a lot of times. You know, a team is not going to put in an offer to a club if the player isn't interested. So they're going to talk to an agent first. Doesn't mean they put in an offer. And Darren Eel said that they have not had any offers or any contact from other clubs. A lot of times that's going to start at the agent level. Italian media also reported that Lyon in France could be in the mix and interested in Ezequiel Barco. It's not a surprise. I mean, Ezequiel Barco has shown a ton of promise here. He's young. He had a great U-20 World Cup for Argentina last summer. It's no surprise the big clubs are interested. And when you look at a club like Fiorentina, this is a club with new ownership, and this is a club that's investing heavily, even after, you know, the losses they're going to suffer during the coronavirus. They're looking to change who they are and get back to where they were as one of the better clubs in Italy. So they're a club that would be in the mix here. Lyon is a club that's trying to get back to Europe. They would be a club that's in the mix. The transfer window, the transfer market, we're all guessing on it right now because nobody knows what it's going to look like after this.
Jay, would you be surprised, to piggyback off that, would you be surprised if this is Barco's last year with Atlanta United?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have been coming into it. I thought that coming into the season, there would have been a very small chance he would have went in a summer window in the middle of the season. It's a completely different year now, and I don't know if that changes anything or not. It's going to be down to the offers that come either way. It's just going to be down to hitting a price point, because remember, Atlanta invested in Barco, and both salary that they've paid him, but also the transfer fee that they paid Independiente, reportedly around $15 million. You don't want to lose any money on that. You know, I think the numbers might be different now than they were back in February, but we'll have to see what that return is, because it's got to be the right fit for Barco, but it's also got to be the right fit for the club to make the sale and be able to then reinvest in the next Ezequiel Barco, because there will be another one. That's what we've seen.
Jason, I don't think we've actually asked you a question about Atlanta United's ability to win this tournament in Orlando with all the other stuff about getting down there and then just, you know, the health protocol rumors and all of that. They're pretty well suited. I mean, obviously they're a really good team. I mean, what do you make of Atlanta United's ability to go down there and win this thing?
I think most of the experts have them among the four or five favorites in the event. That's without Joseph Martinez. That says a lot about the depth of the squad. I would agree with that. I think, you know, if you can run an attack with Pitti Martinez, Matteo Sossetti, and Ezequiel Barco, and you have difference makers, you know, in Adam John and J.J. Williams who give you a different look that you can work into the mix as well, this is a really strong squad. For me, in the East, it's Atlanta, it's New York City, and maybe Toronto. And out west, Sporting Kansas City is my favorite out there, along with LAFC and potentially Portland.
Jay, probably for like 2 years when you've come on and we've talked, and it's always been George Bellinger. I'm so excited to see this young man play, because I really would love to see the attack, because you the versatility that people talk about, especially you talk about what he brings. I'm excited to see George Bello play. I don't know, out of all the players that are coming back, I want to see what this young man can do and if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, me too. I mean, he's a local guy, and yes, he's a kid who has developed in the Atlanta soccer scene and goes to Atlanta United and has risen to the challenge every single time. He lit it up for Atlanta United too. He's shown you glimpses with Atlanta United. He's had bad luck with injuries, but the system that Frank DeBoer showed us in the first few games this season, it fits George Bello like a glove. To see him play as a wing back in that system with his ability to defend, which is good, but his ability to go forward freely when the time calls for it, Bello, his speed, his ability to get into the attack, he can be a difference maker with this team. Got to stay healthy, and he's looked good when he's been healthy. It's just getting games and getting consistency now for him.
Jason, I think we're getting closer to these Wednesday conversations actually being about games. We're just a couple weeks away from him actually.
I know.
You've been fantastic throughout this entire process, but I know we're all looking forward to talking about actual games. So thanks again, as always.
Appreciate it, Jay.
To you next week.
Thank you all.
Jason Longshore there from the Atlanta United broadcast team, always informative. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line or on Twitter. We'll be right back to answer your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap things up every single day. Brian Gebhardt joins us for the AMA as well. And first thing I do want to mention, Randy, is our buddy Kevin Bentley lets me know on Instagram. Okay. Apparently really fancy hotels serve cucumber strawberry water in the fitness center. You get some delicious flavored water like I'm drinking right here in the fitness center at Fancy Hotel. I would have thought you would have known that with the fancy hotels that you stay at.
Yeah, I mean, I know they put the cucumbers in the ice water. I haven't seen that before, but I'm talking about in a soda. No, I ain't never seen that.
Sparkling water. It's delicious. Yeah. I'm almost done with it.
Yeah, I ain't never seen that.
Just kept my voice nice and clear and crisp for the entire 1 o'clock hour. All right, let's get to some AMA questions. Any question, any topic to end the show every day. And Brenda asks a very good question from the perspective of someone who isn't that familiar with golf course etiquette. Brenda says that in her tweet. She doesn't never played golf, hadn't been out there very much. But the idea of drinking a beer a hole mm-hmm. on an 18-hole golf course, well, that just means you're drinking 18 beers. Right. Which anybody who's drank a bunch of beer before knows, well, that's going to mean you're going to have to pee. There's right. not bathrooms on every hole. No. What do?
Go in the bushes.
And that is, I think, the most gentlemanly way to do it. You go into the bushes, you know, right before you tee off, or maybe, you know, maybe after you hit a shot so you don't slow the group down. Right. And you try to remove yourself a little bit from view.
Yeah.
You go in the bush. Be careful you don't stand too close to the tree. You don't want splashback. Right. And you take care of your business. That's what you do. And I think generally what happens early. It is, but you've also played with people that don't do that. I would guess.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, nobody don't want to see you. All right, go look in the bushes.
I've played with fairway peers. I've played with tee box peers.
Yeah, I ain't never played with nobody that damn nasty. I don't play with nasty folks. You know what I'm saying?
Talking about guys that you didn't even know. My friend, his uncle is a pro at a local course that we used to play at in Seattle, and he would just like turn his back to you in the fairway and just go. The problem with that is there's another hole right over there, so you might be turning your back to me, but everybody over there is looking.
See your business.
Yeah, everybody else. I've played with people that have peed right off the side of the green before, and I try to keep it as respectful as possible. You go in the bushes, don't slow anybody down. But as the beers pile up, the etiquette goes away. And people will basically just pee anywhere. And for people that aren't familiar with that, it's disgusting. Like, people pee everywhere on golf courses, all over the place.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's the answer. That's the answer. You just kind of go. Here's one from Mick. Randy, when did you feel confident that you had a shot at playing in the NFL?
Probably after my redshirt freshman year in college. I was like, I can play this game a little bit, man. I really can. And then, you know, going into my sophomore year, I was a redshirt sophomore, and I started getting calls from agents and stuff. So I was like, I might be able to go play. I was going to leave after my sophomore year, but mama, she nixed that real fast. But yeah, that's when I started realizing I might be able to play.
Follow-up question, when did you think that you would be a great professional media member?
Well, since I'm not one, you know, I'm just a radio dude. You know, I got the gift of gab, I guess.
I guess you do.
Yeah.
How cool was it seeing yourself on a card for the first time, a football card?
Oh, it was really cool. I'll always admit that. That was the coolest thing was first time seeing myself on a video game, first time seeing myself on TV, and then definitely football card. It was pretty cool.
If you had to be eaten alive by any animal, which animal would you choose to be eaten alive by? Now, the question is you have to. So you have to choose an animal.
I would want to be eaten by like a big whale or something, because he probably won't chew me. He'll just swallow me.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, I probably
whatever would be swallowed. The quickest and least painful.
Yeah,
like,
man,
I don't want to get eaten by an alligator, because the alligator, first of all, is going to bite you. It's going to hurt. And then it's going to drag you underwater and try to drown you. So you're probably going to drown is the way you're going to die, which sucks. Yeah. And then it's going to eat your body. So an alligator would maybe be the worst way to go. Yeah, a large fish, I think, would be. Yeah, I think that would be the way that I would like to go as well. Brian, you got any questions or maybe want to get eaten by a whale?
Yeah, I would just go shark. It would be painful, but I think it would be over the quickest, you know. It would be violent. And just a few minutes, it would be done. I think he's... they've probably done it before, little experience, you know, and bing, bang, boom, we're over with it.
Brenda dude, has terrified. A great follow-up.
I'm terrified to get eaten, dude.
Me
I'm
too.
Terrified to get eaten or burned.
I'm terrified to drown. Drowning
yeah,
that's
got to be a
fear.
Worst part. Yeah.
If you're in, and it my biggest fear is if you're like in a car that's like slowly sinking and you can't get out, or if you're in a room that's gradually filling up with water and you can't get out. That's my biggest. I have dreams about that probably once a month. I wake up in a cold sweat. When Brenda wants to know what the women do. Women like to drink beer too. I don't know. My answer was
I don't know.
Very
Brenda,
sexist.
I'm not a woman.
I don't know.
I'm not a woman.
I'm not sure what the women do.
You know what, Andy? I've never played golf with a female before.
I've played golf with a lot of women before. Yeah, I was an award-winning women's golf coach.
Yes, we
back
know
in
that.
2008.
I've never played golf with a woman before.
Bathrooms, I guess, or deeper in the woods and squat. I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a great question, though, Brenda. Great question. What would you do? What would Brenda do? Brian?
I mean, there are some courses that have bathrooms on them every couple holes, like every three or four holes. But as guys, it's funny, you'll drive right by that just to go pee in the woods.
It's like, fun to pee in the woods.
Option.
It's fun. We talk about this all the time. It's fun to pee in your own backyard. It's fun it's fun to pee places. It just is.
I'm on mine. It's mine.
I peed in the backyard this morning. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah, it's mine. Exactly. It's a marking thing. It's a territory thing.
Yeah, I don't need nobody. I don't need no man coming up in here thinking that he can. This is my house.
Exactly.
Smell it.
Oh, man. I guess I'll ask a question now. Sure. What's the right age to give a kid a cell phone? And how old were you when you got your first cell phone?
I was 21 years old when I got my first cell phone. It was a prepaid, one of them block phone, Nokias from AT&T.
Uh-huh.
And how do my kids got their cell phones when they were, when they turned 12? Yeah, like 12.
Because the only child you have that's under the age of 12 is...
It's Sammy.
Samson. Yeah. He doesn't have a phone, does he?
Hell no.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what the rules are for kids these days. It seems like everybody has a cell phone. I didn't get mine until I was 21 either. Yeah. I was one of the last friends to get
me
one.
Me too. Me too.
Which is fine. I don't care. You know, actually, the first year of having one, I kind of hated it. Because then people
like
could just get in touch with you whenever they wanted, and you'd have to do more stuff. I like not having one. But I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have a daughter in 2 months. How old is she supposed to be? 12, 15, 21 I was? Never?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that goes the same thing of when your daughter's going to have to wear makeup. You know, 16.
16? And then cell phone at 16? I mean, I don't... Just seems like only bad things can happen. But then also, like, emergencies. You want to be able to reach them during emergencies.
Which is true. I saw a kid in elementary school with a damn Apple Watch on. I was like, what the hell wrong with your mom and daddy? Like,
yeah.
That's too young.
All these decisions are going to be very difficult. Because, like, I don't know, when she wants stuff, I'm probably just going to want to get it. So hopefully Ashley has a better compass of saying no. This guy here, Ryan Swan, says he pees while he's walking the dog at night. Good for him.
Go.
Oh, he doesn't have neighbors. He doesn't have neighbors. Good for you. You got space. Good for you, Ryan. You and the dog out there marking your territory together. It's beautiful.
Did you guys ask permission to marry your wives, and how did that go when you did it?
Did I have permission?
Permission from
permission from, the dad?
No.
Or, did that happen for you guys?
No.
I did.
That's a beautiful thing. I think if you want it, like my daughter, you better ask me to marry your daughter. Me? Man, please.
I did. I mean, you know, Southern etiquette.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
Man, please.
He said, yeah. And then he said, what would you have done if I would have said no?
Exactly.
And I said, I'd have been screwed then.
I ain't going to marry your daughter because she's a grown damn woman. I'm a grown damn man.
I don't know what I would have done if he would have said no. I'd have been
bummed
out.
You would have been so hurt that you probably wouldn't have actually married you.
Why? Why not? I really want to. All right.
That's how you
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
First, we'll head back to the Kia Studios where Ken Roundtree has been running the board brilliantly all day long. Ken, what was your takeaway of the day?
That, Andy, you are a really wholesome guy. You like to go to national parks. And Randy, well, he likes to go watch the shoe models.
It's true. You got to go back and listen to the 10 o'clock hour for that full story, but it's true. That was discussed on the radio show. Randy?
That Andy doesn't care about the golfers being sick. He just doesn't want his wife to find out because there's a possibility that our foursome next week for golf might be three.
I know.
I just want to play. I just want to keep playing. I learned today that not taking a shower after you work out is called the shower pill. You just take the shower pill and go home stinking. Now I've got a new excuse to not shower anymore. Thanks, Randy. Brian?
Baseball needs to buy Randy a smoothie before they can think about dating again. According to Randy, Kyle Kuzma looks like a snitch. And if Andy's Grammy was having a SlimFast, he knew it was going to be a long day.
Yeah, SlimFast diets were never good for the mood. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. It'll be Thursday. It'll be great. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. Talk to you then.
Watch out now!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.